Okay, we're going to continue Slano Ilay Neshma Sar Malka Basar Yitzchak, and we are in Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Chavav, Mishnah Es Gimel and Dal. The Mishnah begins Kaf Lugte Kotzim. If you have a mitt which has no base kibul, so I guess it's sort of like an old fashioned glove that is leather, so that it's used by people who go ahead and gather the thorns or push away the thorns. So since it has no base kibul, so Torah, it's going to be Torah. But Hazon Barchiar, but if you have a knee pad, which is a barchiar, or a zone is like a belt girdle. So these things are made out of a single piece that gets folded over. So to me, since they have a base kibul, they have a receptacle, they are going to be tamei. V'ashar v'layim, the leather sleeves that look like a kli, even though they're open on both ends, tameim, praklimin, which is a head covering made out of a piece of leather, it's just there to protect the forehead, so that's going to be considered tar. V'chobe said, supposed to horos, if you have a glove that holds, that's used for picking fruit, so they're all tar, chutz mishal kayatsim neshim mekabalas ha-sahog, except for the ones that are used by the guys who gather off the branches, because the small berry, the sumac berry, the oak, is able to be stored inside. Nikra, but if the fingers get ripped, em ena mekabelas es rova oak Torah, if it can't hold the majority of an oak berry, so it's considered open, and in such a situation, it's going to be Torah. Now, for those of you Masechta Shabbos fans, the beginning of Mishnah Dal, it sounds eerily familiar. Sandal shenivsaka achas me'azna v'tikna. If you have a sandal where half of the sandal, the side flap tore off and you repaired it, so tamei midras, it's now able to still continue to maintain tamas midras. Nivsaka shnia v'tikna, tohu min ha-midras. If the other side rips, now it's no longer able to hold anything. So it's going to be tohu from tamas midras. Aval tamei maga midras, but it's going to be able to hold on to maga midras. Lo ispik l'sakin sarishon ad shenivsaka shnia tohu, but if it totally rips off at the same time, so you have nothing on either side of the sandal, so now it's nothing. And since it's nothing, Torah, it's able to be Torah. Nivsak ha-kevel natal chotmo o shenachlak l'shnayim Torah. If the heel piece tore off, the toe piece tore off, or if it's split into two, so it's going to be considered Torah. Suyam, what's a suyam? A suyam is the old-style slipper, which was basically no heel, but a flat piece of leather and straps that ran up it. So if it rips anywhere, it's Torah, because by definition, it's already broken. Min al shenivchas, if you have a shoe... that tour, so then imena makabos rova regel tour. If once it no longer can hold the majority of a foot, it's no longer going to be tamei. It's no longer a shoe. Minal shala imum. What if you have a form and you're forming the shoe? It's sitting there. It just has to have the form taken out of it. So Rabbi Eliezer mitar. Rabbi Eliezer says you still haven't formed the shoe yet. V'chachamim mitamim. The chachamim say that's not a major malacha. That's not something that requires an expert to do. It just, you know, you're taking out a shoehorn. It's not a big deal. Kol hamasas churos tahoros. Whenever you have a tied water skin that becomes untied, right, where it has a hole in it, so that's going to be Torah. Chutz mishal aravim, except for the one from the Arabs, because that has an Arab knot and it's a tough knot to undo. Rabbi Meir Omer tzuros shah tahoros. If it's a temporary tie, so then it's Torah. Tzor olam tameis, but if you tied it with a knot that's there forever, so then it's tamei, because it still has a base kibul, it's not going to get undone. Rabbi Yossi Omer kolcha masos tzuros tahoros. Any time you have a chemis that has to now be tied, so it's going to be considered tor. It's going to be considered in that situation. The only way to fix a water skin is by sewing. Since you tied it, it's only a temporary, which means that it's broken. If it's broken, it loses its tuma status. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.